U.S. Air Force veteran Curtis Thomas lost his home in Las Vegas after he was sent to prison. Thomas knew that he needed to change his life around. So in prison, he began contacting Veterans Affairs, and when he was released, they temporarily set him up in a hotel room. Now, Thomas finally has his own place again.
This is my living room. It's not that big, but I enjoy it. My quality of life has changed immensely. Even if you live in a hotel, it's not a home, so to speak.
Once we get them stabilized, we follow a process here called the Housing First Model, which essentially states that, you know, things in life are much easier if you have a stable home.
That was Matt Kerr, a supervisor for the Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing Program in Reno. Kerr says that there is more housing being developed near the VA hospital by a private landlord for homeless veterans. Alexandra Mosier, Reno Public Radio News.